the danger in all of it is what we talked about before, this idea of stinky doctrine that leads to stinky practice, because doctrine will affect daily life, right? Doctrine should be pure to deal with the life that is messy. And when pure doctrine and messy life collide, the doctrine then can make the life pure. Therefore, doctrine is life. But what happens when you have bad doctrine? What happens when you have bad doctrine to confront, or stinky doctrine to confront the messiness of life? You're not going to have any good solution come out of that. So in the same way that brushing your teeth helps, not brushing your teeth would lead to bad breath. But it goes beyond that. It leads to your teeth rotting and falling out. And science now says, gee, looking at the mouth can tell you how healthy the rest of the body is. Bad hygiene doctrine leads to pastors and their congregations drifting away. That's the exhortation in Hebrews chapter 2, when the author says at the very beginning of Hebrews chapter 2, he says, you know, therefore let us hold fast to this, and let us be ever more eager to hear the word of God, lest we drift away. And when you drift away, you don't recognize how gradually you are drifting away, you are moving away from the things of God, from the pure doctrine of Christ, and into heterodox theologies like where I'm at up here in Northern Illinois. Willow Creek is real big up here, right? And you see congregations perhaps tempted to drift into that, or American Evangelicalism, or Rome, or the Eastern Orthodox, or whatever, or even, sadly, heresy, some of the New Age cults out there, and the New Age, you know, power of positive thinking type stuff. So we need to hold fast and guard that sound doctrine entrusted to us, not only for the next generation's benefit and handing it down to them, but we also ought never be so secure in the strength of our faith that we don't think we need to keep on learning. Therefore, what joy and what beauty and what a treasure we have in the Lutheran Confession to help us hold fast, as Luther's hymn rightly says, Lord, keep us steadfast in your word.